Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Larry Gleason and Trevor Harris, we take you up until 9 o'clock this evening. Kind of strange to say that. Nevertheless, thanks so much in our last segment as we talk to Jazz Santana, talk a little bit of Hurricane football. Also, Craig Damon, the FHSA executive director, take a look at the state playoffs, which get underway on Thursday. One of the teams that's going to be front and center as they go for their ninth consecutive state title appearance. That's the Chaminade-Madonna Lions. One of the mainstays over the last couple of years at receiver for and return. Specialist for this program is Jason Lopez, one of the top athletes in the state of Florida, a commitment to FSU for football and for basketball, and he is kind enough to join us this evening. Jason, thanks so much for taking the time.
What's up, Larry? Thank you guys for having me.
Hey, anytime, man. You're one of my favorites to watch. You're a great kid, and I feel great for you because you got an opportunity to win yet another state title. Talk about what this season's been like. It's been kind of strange. Obviously, you open up against a really, really good team. One of the best in the country. But then you guys settle in. You play a competitive game against American Heritage, a program that won the 4A state title. You get a chance to play against a St. Thomas Aquinas team, and then you kind of open up this week against Boca Raton, St. John Paul. Talk about the way this season's gone for you. It seems kind of crazy and a kind of an erratic season, but nevertheless, it's been a winning season.
Yes, sir. I mean, I would just say we obviously started off slow with that loss in the beginning of the season. I mean, but the thing with this team is each game we just progressively get better, and that shows great signs of a great team. I mean, going into the St. Thomas game, you know, we were undefeated, and then after that loss, I mean, it was for the better. I want to say, you know, we learned a lot mentally. You know, we got in the film room, we're just getting better. So, I mean, we're just continuing to grow every week, each week by week, and then, you know, leading into the playoffs, I feel like we have the strongest team possible. Due to the season we've had. So, I mean, I'm excited for the rest of the playoff run that we're about to make and, you know, hopefully another state title. So I'm excited.
Yeah, and you look back at that St. Thomas game, and I got to say, I thought it was a classic game. It is what high school football should be like. Two really good football teams, two well-coached teams, loaded with talent on both sides of the ball. It was a nationally televised game. And, you know, to me, I said, you know, you got to give both teams credit for playing that game so late in the year, right before the playoffs. I mean, you know, usually, you know, your last game or so is against a team that maybe is not as strong, or maybe you take the week off. But I give credit to both of you guys because you both went out there. It was a equal game all the way. As you said, they came out on top. But it was one of those memorable contests, you know, a game where, you know, everybody was featured in the game. You had some really good talent. A game like that, as you look, I mean, that's got to help you. I mean, that's got for both sides, not just you,
for sure.
But it's got to help St. Thomas as they, you know, go for a seventh straight state title as well. You look exactly on that field, and I said to Zach Poff, who did the game for Max Preps, I said, you're looking at two teams right here that are by far the most successful football programs over the last decade. in the state of Florida. I mean, between the two of you, you guys had 13 state titles in a decade, which is crazy. How do you look at a game like that? Do you look at it as, hey, listen, you know, I mean, it sucks we lost, but at the same time, it's going to help us?
I mean, going into it, obviously we knew it was going to be a dogfight, and we knew they were a very talented team. And, I mean, going right before the playoffs, you know, that could either lead to momentum and, you know, you keep it going, or you take the loss and then you learn from it, and then going in the playoffs, you fix it and then just get better from there. I mean, so right. Either way, depending the type of team you are. But I know here at Chaminade, our culture and, you know, our Surat, like with the coaching and everything like that, we just learn and we get better with our losses. So, I mean, we had adversity last year and we had adversity this year. So, I mean, I feel like we handled it very well. And, you know, each and every day in practice, we just continue to work and get better. And, you know, we're just going to keep our head down straight. And Coach Jones is going to do a great job of leading us. So,
yeah, no doubt. Jason Lopez joins us, Chaminade Madonna. You know, you were that young guy at one time. You know, you were that freshman. Now you're in a position where you're a senior and you got a freshman quarterback. How did you deal with that this year? Malik's a very talented kid, but at the same time, he lacks the experience. He's only 14 years old. Did you find yourself being that leader along the way this year with him?
I would definitely say, you know, me and the rest of the receiving corps, as far as the whole and the whole offense, it's all about trust. You know, whoever they put back there to make the plays and to throw the ball, is you just got to trust in your guys. And, you know, and that all comes with confidence and playing good. So, I mean, I feel like we all did a great job in, you know, talking him up or, you know, just believing in him. And each and every game, he also keeps getting better as a freshman. You can see the improvement in every game with him and his decision-making and things like that. But I know for the next 3 years, he's going to kill. And, yeah, you know, he's doing a great job right now. So we're just going to continue to trust in him. And, you know, we never get down on him. We never talk bad about it. But as far as, you know, as long as he keeps doing what he's doing now, I mean, we'll just keep believing in him and trusting him. So that's how we're going
to
ride.
No doubt. Talk about your commitment to FSU. I mean, obviously, you're going to be a big-time football player, but a lot of people haven't seen you play basketball. You could probably drop in 25 anytime you want. But what was that decision? You know, was it – did you – I know Coach Tim Harris recruited you up there and a lot of the other coaches. What was the decision like?
I mean, it was – when we took the official visit, I mean, we were surrounded by great people, great family-minded people, and, you know – it was kind of clear with the basketball side of things and football as well. I mean, they did a great job in recruiting on both sides. And I kind of feel like that's what led into the decision of Florida State. But, I mean, I'm happy with my decision and I'm good where I'm at right now. So,
yeah. No, I was going to say, I mean, FSU basketball is really, really good. The football program, obviously, you know that they're going to be back on the build. You know, they got too much talent as well. And certainly coming into this last, this first week of the state playoffs, I know you guys are excited. We'll follow you. I got to tell you, man, everybody admires what you've done on and off the court. You've been a model guy, and I certainly enjoy watching you play. And I can't thank you enough for joining us this evening, Jason. And best of luck. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. I'll try to get you maybe in the third round of the playoffs and see what happens. I know you guys are ready, and I know Coach Jones and the staff will not let you guys slip. Okay, man. Take care. Jason Lopez, I'll tell you what.
Yes, sir, Larry. Thank you for having me. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Oh, that's okay. Thanks, Jason. I appreciate it. I thought he dropped off for a second there. That's going to wrap up hour number one. Please don't go away. We got some really good guests coming up. Talk about the Dade Broward playoffs. Andre Fernandez coming up right around the corner.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
be just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.